You take a few steps inside, and you are transported into what could easily be a college dorm room. It is simple, and the walls are painted a soft blue, with pop culture posters tacked onto them. The focal point of the space is a very simple bed, with a blonde-coloured wood frame. Lying on the bed, on his side, is a rather entranced-looking male, his eyes focused on the book in his hand. His shirt is a soft cotton, a clean white, paired with some blue and green plaid PJ pants. He doesn't immediately look up when you enter the room, or when the door closes behind you. The room is relatively clean, except for a can of soda, and what looks to be a takeout food bag on the side table. In the corner is the start of a small laundry pile. There is a window a few paces from the bed, where you can see a soft rainfall outside, and grey skies.
Oh, hey, come in. Come on in, have a seat. I'm just finishing this chapter. One sec. Okay, anyways, sorry about that. I just had to know how that part ended. Please, come lay down and get comfortable. No reason for you to stand there. My room is all about relaxing. So get down here, miss. See? Much better. Oh, you don't mind, do you? I'm a notorious handholder. I just like it. It's just nice, don't you think? Something so simple, but it's just what we need sometimes. Do you like to read? Yeah. Oh, what's this one about? Oh, you know, the typical tale as old as time. A normal-seeming guy has greatness deep inside of himself all along, but it takes a cataclysmic event and the attentions of a special lady to make him see it and what he is truly capable of. What? I promise, just because I'm a man doesn't mean I don't get joy out of a little romance in my storybooks. And every man, well, most men, like to be the heroes, I think. What about you? I didn't mean that, silly girl. What I meant... Here. Why don't you turn over on your side and I'll cuddle you from behind. There we go. Comfy? Good. Anyways, what I meant is, what about you as far as being a hero? Oh, push. Ridiculous. You are most definitely leading lady material, beautiful. I mean it. The question is, just what sort of leading lady are you? Is your story one of horrors? Are you the lone survivor of your village, devastated by an apocalyptic war or a zombie plague, trying to find her way through the rest of the world and its hardships to some sort of sanctuary? You sure don't smell like a sweaty wayfarer. What about something action-packed? Perhaps sci-fi? A kick-ass woman crossing the galaxy? Maybe the captive of an alien slaver? However did you escape? Maybe you didn't need to escape at all, huh? What if you are a terribly, terribly bad girl in this story? Well, I said heroine, and to be fair, sometimes the greatest villains think they are just that, the heroes of the show. the one that will tip the balance of fate in favor of what they think the world should be. Or perhaps you're a villain who finds her way back to the light. Oh, I don't know. I'd like to think some dashing male counterpart might have changed her mind. Hey, a guy can dream, can't he? I told you that most men want to be heroes. Obviously, I am no exception. You know, I do like fantasy. We could keep it simple, and you could be a princess if you like. And those ears need to be a little more pointy, though, if you want to fit the cliche. And guess what? Every princess needs a hero now. A champion to take her in his arms. Carry her off to safety. Then perhaps to mount her and take his prize. Filling her with a seed and making her belly swell. A sign of their love and someone to carry on their story. After all, every throne is in need of a rightful heir, as is tradition. Am I that type of champion? I mean, I'm not the action hero type, babe, but I like to think I'm a good guy. I might not be the Marine, but I think I'd be a pretty good woodsman, especially if you were my little Red Riding Hood. No, may I just say that I am rather glad you didn't come wearing a bothersome riding cloak, because I am mighty glad to have you lying next to me in simple, soft clothes. It doesn't take much imagination to guess what you look like underneath them. See, you don't have to dress provocatively like lust or show off like pride. I can tell you're an amazing fuck. Just laying here behind you is working me up to a fever pitch. Care to join me? I think I could easily get us on the same page. Damn straight I can. Yep. Just pull you in a little tighter. Move this lovely hair out of my way so I can lay some soft, sensual kisses behind your ear. Yeah? It's nice, huh? Thought you might like that. Definitely. And me rubbing my hand up and down your front. Feeling every peak and every valley your body has to offer. In the plane of your chest. Before I get to the soft curve of your tits. Don't think the hardening nippled peaks have gone unnoticed, love. But I must keep roaming. Keep exploring with my firm hand while my lips memorize your neck. That soft underside of your breasts leads me into the vulnerable flesh of your belly. Cute and soft and quivery? Are you ticklish, baby? Right. Of course not. I'll just keep moving. Right along the lower half of your belly. Turning wide to make it across these delicious hips of yours. Mmm. Oh, I love the feel of them in my hand. My fingers just instinctively dig into the flesh a little to pull you into me even closer. Yes, it is. Well, I'm sorry. I want to be a hero, but that doesn't mean I'm a superhuman. You press a sexy woman's rump up against me and I'm gonna pop a boner. What? You are quite sexy. Without a doubt. Which reminds me, where was I? Oh, that's right. My hand was enjoying the curve of your hip. We don't want it to get too comfortable, though, do we? I've still more to explore. Some places lower still. And not only with my hand, but my lips. Your neck is divine, but your shoulder. So soft, supple, so tempting to mark with my teeth. And my hand, well, it has room to roam, like down the outside of your thigh. Oh, is that not where you wanted it to go? Are you getting impatient, darling? But the flesh of your thigh needs attention too, does it not? Running my hand up and down the outside. Feeling your muscles tighten as you squeeze your thighs together in anticipation. Reaching the inside of your knee and bringing my fingertips up and up against the heated inside of your legs. Before I stop, right below your waiting pussy. Touch it. You're sure you're ready for it? But what if I want to just keep running my fingers up and down right where your legs touch? This delicious valley created between the knees and your cunt while I blow gently across your shoulders. Impatient little nymph, aren't you? Squirming and in a rush. Why, though? It's much too nice a task to hurry. Okay, princess. I'll rescue you from a fate worse than death. Oh my, even through your bottoms I can feel how damp and scorching hot you are. No wonder you are so anxious to move things along. So, if I just bring my hand up and slip it down into your waistband, close and tight to your hot skin, and then run my fingers up and down this silky slit of yours. Oh dear, so silky and so slick and swollen. You got my fingers all wet, babe. Yeah? You want more? Who am I to deny you? I'll just spread you open and let my fingers dip in and... Oh, fuck. So hot and juicy. Have you been needing this, babe? A nice heart come to take your stress away. You're so ready for my cock, aren't you? Yes, I'm just as ready to be inside of you. You got me there. But first, I have to tease this little, needy, swollen clit of yours. Fuck yes. I like seeing your face flush and you squirm and wriggle. Kiss me. Oh. Your mouth is delicious. So fiery and soft when you kiss so passionately. When you whimper into my mouth needily. You want me to slide my hard cock into your waiting hot pussy? Well, then you better slip those bottoms off. I'll slip mine off too. Oh, your skin is so warm against mine. Is there any better feeling? Our two naked bodies pressed against one another. Intimate and relaxed. But also our heat building. No, stay on your side. I like it like this. Just lift your leg up and... Fuck. Feel my cock against your swollen lips. I know. You're so ready for it. If I just make a small thrust, my cockhead teases you. Fuck, babe. I'm gonna need you to guide me in. Yeah. Stick me right inside of your tight pussy so I can feel you up. Like you've been waiting patient. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, so tight and scorching. Fuck. I'm so hard and you're throbbing around me. So much. So wet. I think you liked the teasing as much as you tried to complain. Hold on. Just let me grind on you a little. There you go. Holding your hips. Oh, even better. Lean back and push into me. You need it. Arch your back and let me play with those tits while I grind into you too. Fuck. That was such a build-up. You naughty minx. Oh, fuck. Getting me all worked up. Needing to fuck you and fill you with my seed. Damn, this is nice. Just slow grinding while I fill you. Oh, it's so intense. You're so hot. Must have been our prologue of foreplay. And I'm so looking forward to seeing your glow after. Your euphoric blush. A fantasy brought to life. And your pure fantasy. Beautiful. Fuck yes. Feel me squeeze your breasts while you bounce on my dick. You're pushing back so hard. You really need it, don't you? Feels so good. So worth all the waiting. In fact, that's why it feels so good. All that anticipation. Oh. You don't want to hold back anymore? Good. I can start thrusting up into you more, babe. I can really give it to you. I'll fuck you deep from this angle. Yes. Go. Go, go. Fuck it. Let's go. Yes. Remember your clit too. Tighten on me. Yeah, you need to come. Then show me, baby. Show me how to save you, princess. Fuck back onto my cock like you need it. Oh, fuck me. Yes. Just like that. Yes. I love how wet you are. You can tell. I told you the build-up makes for the slickest and sweetest of fucks here. Come on, baby, you wanted to come, now work for it. I'm getting so fucking deep. Oh, slam your pussy back. Fuck. I can't wait much longer either. I'm gonna grab those hips again and yank them into me. I'm so close. Rub that greedy clip. You're squeezing me so tightly. Make me come. Make yourself come all over this cock. Fuck. 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 Yes. Absolute dream, baby. Yeah, just like one of those hot erotica types of women. Yeah, I read those too. A good story is a good story. Oh. Nothing wrong with a little steamy story time, don't you agree? It can really fuel the imagination and creativity. And like they say, life imitates art. That's what I call a day. Reading, a good cuddle fuck, and maybe we can order in some food later. But I think for now, I'm ready for a nap. You're welcome to join me if you'd like. I'd actually like it if you did. And then we can see about getting us some food when we wake up. Sounds good, beautiful.